You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
People all getting excited and fired up over their summer break because they maybe didn't really have one last year. And so now they're trying to plan for this year. And Jeremy, many times that involves planning for the family road trip.
Hey, the obligation vacation is what I'm calling it this year. And you might notice, Dom, that I'm not as put together today as I usually am. Because I do know that we've got a little getaway coming up, so that means I have to keep all my good t-shirts clean and ready to be packed.
Listen, I want to laugh at you for that, but I can't.
You
because
can't. It's true.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We're in that situation where I know we've got a getaway coming up, and so I can't wear my favorite shirts or my favorite shorts or my favorite shoes, because they all have to be pristine and not in the dirty laundry when I go to pack, and I want to be looking good while we're away.
Why shoes?
Well, shoes. I've got a couple like new pairs of tennis shoes that I bought. I do this from time to time when I know we're going to be going out of town. I buy like new tennis shoes, so they're just
why
fresh, clean, new shoes for walking around and doing activities.
You buy new tennis shoes?
I buy new tennis shoes, yeah.
To walk around Iowa.
And it's it goes back to my childhood. My mom would always buy us like new shoes right before we went on vacation,
Jeremy.
So we had new, comfy, clean, good-looking shoes when we were on vacation.
Here I was
and
agreeing
I still do
with
it.
I was agreeing with everything you were saying, but you
but
buy.
Why not?
Because first of all, having sparkly brand new tennis shoes makes you look like a dweeb.
Well, I'm not talking like the bright white dad Nikes or New Balances. You know, they're a good looking.
But you're
shoe.
The first person I've ever met in my life who's like, I'm going on vacation in about 3 days, so I can't wear my tennis shoes.
Not
going to
wear
then.
Them. I don't want to get them dirty. There's something about the smell when you open up the suitcase. You smell those new shoes, and you're like, that smells like vacation.
Yeah, I'm smelling something right now, too. I'm smelling ridiculous.
New shoes and sunscreen, buddy. That oozes vacay.
But I will say, your thing about the clothes is spot on.
You plan ahead. You're like, you see a shirt, and you're like, I really want to wear that today, but I can't because I want to wear it when we're going.
Hey, I've even, you know, there's certain shirts that I might, if I know we're going to go out on Friday, there's a shirt that I might, you know, pull out of the closet on Tuesday, and then I'm like, no, I think I'm going to wear that when we go out. It goes right back into the closet. Uh-huh.
That's one of my faves. We'll save that for something special.
Because you can't spoil it. So I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So.
How long of a drive to Iowa is this?
Well, we're going the other direction, and it's...
that's right. You're going to Nevada this time,
yeah,
right?
We're going to Nevada, a little town in Nevada.
That's right.
To see Nicole's dad, and it's hilarious because I plugged in the calculations on my my Google Maps, and from our doorstep to his doorstep, 666 miles.
666, eh?
666. So we're going to have to do
it. And your mother-in-law's not going with you.
No. Well played.
That's why I'm here.
You have no idea how well played that is right now.
This is why I show up each morning.
It's really good.
666 miles.
There'll be a detour somewhere in there where we have to go somewhere else just so it's not 666.
Just so it can be 672 or something?
We don't want to die on the way there. So. Yeah, so we'll be doing that. But yeah,
What kind of stuff are you putting together for the 666-mile road trip?
We started packing that yesterday. We've got
snacks,
dried mango, banana chips, freeze-dried strawberries.
Got anything fun?
And my contribution to it was the new dark chocolate mint Kit Kats. So far, that's what we've got.
Mint.
I know you don't like mint, but I saw those. I was like, I got to get those. But no, actually, no. It's all trail mix and dried fruit right now.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we don't want to be bloated by the time we get there. It's going to be 120 degrees at night.
Right. Have you found that there are always these best intentions with packing road trip food, and then you get on the road and you find that you'd really rather just stop for a cheeseburger?
Yeah, you're underwhelmed by everything you packed.
Yeah, you get to your destination and you're like, we didn't even really touch most of this stuff.
Do we have any more of those delicious banana chips in the back? Are those delicious banana chips still back there? Boy, I got a hankering for a banana chip right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be saying, Dom.
Yeah, and then you're cruising by and you see Taco Bell and you're like, oh,
Crunchwrap Supreme, Nachos.
Yeah, there's a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, banana chip or
no,
Chick-fil-A.
No, I better not. I don't want to waste these mango slices that we have. Good God.
What are you going to do in Nevada when it's 120 degrees?
Your dad's got a pool, so there's going to be a lot of pool situation, which, you know me, I'm going to have to take my shirt off and get in the pool. Oh, this is going to be the best vacation ever.
But you won't take your shirt off.
I know, so I don't know what I'm going to do. And we're actually staying at a really cool hotel out there, too, that's got like a Mac Daddy pool with slides and like a volcano and all sorts of weird things.
Public pool, eh?
Kids peeing in it and stuff. So I would imagine I'm going to have to get into a pool. So that leads me to my next story of what I'm going to be doing here in the next couple days. Feel free to make fun of me. Feel free to take my man card, Dom, because it looks like Jer Bear is going to get a spray tan. I was looking in the mirror when I got out of the shower the other day, and I've got the world's greatest farmer tan going on right now. I look ridiculous.
But
I look like I'm wearing a white
t-shirt. But you don't take your
shirt off. Exactly. But if I'm going somewhere where I don't know anybody, we won't be back for another 6 to 10 years. I might take my shirt off. We'll see if we're by the pool. The kids want me to get in. You know, it's like I'm going to be forced to
do it. Yeah, but you always get in the pool with your t-shirt on.
It's going to be 120 degrees. I don't want to have a t-shirt on, and I don't want to look like an idiot with my farmer's tan. So
let me ask you something.
At the beach, here I come.
So since you're the one who always picks out the clothes that he has to wear, do you have a specific t-shirt for the pool that you
wear? I don't right now. I don't.
It's got like a picture of Flipper on it or something like that.
I know.
Free Willy on it, something. I mean,
I know.
Little baby ducks. I mean, do you have all that picked out? You're such a dork.
Quack,
quack. You're going to get a spray tan.
I'm going
tan.
To get a spray tan, dude. So if I look a little bronzy.
Boy, I've got a hall pass to say anything
you
on this
can,
show for
like,
the next year.
I have been debating whether or not to bring this up for a couple weeks now.
Because here's Jeremy getting a spray tan and going and buying brand new tennis shoes that have to remain in the box until he sets foot in Nevada.
How I roll, man.
Sorry, ladies. He's taken.